right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that it works. You can lend the money to the Kohen with the understanding that you will retain the Truma as payment. It means it works that the Kohen is being marked to you the Truma as payments, even though it never reaches the hand of the Kohen. So it's not that Kohen's. So how does that work? It's not his to give. We're talking about a case that they would they had an individual that he was always give it to his friend, the person he was Hakora recognized, that they knew each other. So this is the person he always used to give. And Tar uses that Lashon. Another uses that Lashon that says they shouldn't take the matanas from their those makorim, those that they're familiar with. They should give it to the better kabayas. So it talks about such an idea, meis makoroy. So by case of my kahuna, the pshat is that all the other kahanim basically are miyayish from getting it. And therefore, it belonged to this kohen. Shmuel Amar ben Zakeh l'maya de'acherim. It's not limited to such a case. It doesn't argue on the concept of makirei kohuna. But the case was he was mezakeh de'acher. So he would have somebody mezakeh for that kohen, and then now he would then retain it for himself as payment. Ula Omar, Ula says the third teretz, Hamani Rabbi Yosihi. This is going Rabbi Yosi. The Omar also was Eino Zeicha Kizeicha. That Chazal were able to in certain scenarios give the person who did not do a kinyan the status of ownership even without doing an act of kinyan. Okay, the verse is that Kulu Kirab Lo Yomari Lo Amri B'Makari Lo Katoni. So the din is true, but the Mishnah doesn't mention that we're talking specifically about this one individual. It says Malbim Mos Es Hakayin means Selkani Kayin. According to this, it's limited to specifically one type of Kayin, one type of situation. Kishmul Lo Amri B'Mazaka Lo Katoni doesn't mention that there was another step in the process. Each pshat has a weakness, which is why the other ones chose to not learn like that. Okay. Terabonin.
See, each one has sort of the problem. It's not katani, but then, like, why didn't they say like the other one? In other words, like, you know, someone could have a tanya both on Rav and Shmuel, but like, you know, Rav and Shmuel, are they arguing?
They're not arguing in the din. I mean,
right. So then,
they're arguing in the din. There's all three answers are correct in their din. All three answers have a weakness to say that that's what Mishnah is referring to. And each one is giving a preference to one weakness over the other. The Gemara doesn't explain why each one felt that their weakness is the best out of the three bad options. Which one's better, right?
Yeah.
So that the word is not thought to say why each one felt theirs was better. The word is saying that why each one didn't learn the other ones. They felt that other problem is compelling. So we can conjecture. Turn about in the Hamal B'Mos is a kohen mitzalevi v'sa'ani liyos ma'avish me'leim michelkon. So ma'avish leim michelkes shein kayamin. So our Mishnah says that you're allowed to assume that they're still alive. Okay, now the Brisa continues and it says, "Posikim Mohem Kishar Zol." So they have to put in a price. Okay, so the let's say by the case of the Meiser or Meiseroni, so the Malva could eat it himself. In the case of Truma, he has to sell it. So it's very simple. He'll sell it and get money, and the money will be used to pay off the loan. Okay. But by Meiser and Meiserani, for sure it's a question. Even my Juma will see it's a question. But that he can keep it for himself. So at what value? So he has to. So let's say that the at the time of the Hafra, at the time right now when they make the loan, so wheat is going for $10 a bushel. And by the time he actually gets them, does the afrosh and gets the grain, the price is dropped to $8 a bushel. So the loan was $100 and produced 10 bushels. So based on the time of the loan, that would have been a full payment. Based on the time of the afrosh, it's only $80 worth. He sold it $20. So your mafresh lehem kishar hazol. That if the value of Kizan goes down at the time of the Hafrasha, he's going to take it at that value. Okay, so he can make that arrangement. Now, the next step is, it comes out that he's, as it were, getting more than what he deserves based on this time. So, normally we would be concerned about being that considered in a case where the in case of a mechira, I'm giving a person money to buy weed on credit. So I have to do it based on that there's a shah right now, and I'm doing it based on the there's a din of shah, and over here even if there be no shah, you're still allowed to do this. It's not a problem of ribbis. And she is Misham Tosoi. The Chayiv is not Mishumet when it comes to Shvius. Well, the last are in the Chayzer. He cannot back out of this arrangement. Okay. The Siyai Shua Bailim. They believe that the crops are not going to be productive this year enough to be able to pay. How would that work? 1 second. He thought that they're not going to produce. The belief was that they're not going to produce enough.
So it's not just this first case where it's a sulfuring.
That it turned out that the crops rebounded and it produced the right amount.
Not to actually be a get.
So really, so the arrangement. was he could be mafresh and use it as payment. But at some point in time, they were miyayish from the arrangements because they believed it wasn't going to be enough. And he'll pay back money and whatever shumas he has, you know, the maises that he has, the minimal amount, he'll give away. So at that point in time, that'll undermine the arrangement that he can't use the hafrasha as payment. Does it become the so it's like you're not mafresh ala avud? Fine.
But what does that mean? You're not mafresh ala avud?
Because at the time of, well, Amrish al Umbed is used in Shas differently than the way it's used over here. Give me a second, I pull up the case.
It's over here.
Yeah, it's in the next Mishnah. And the normal usage, Mish talked about, I set aside a pile of tevel, you know, X amount of years worth of hafrasha. I say that whenever I have a new crop, you know, through this, during this year, whenever it produces, the trumas and maestas will be from that pile. So he's designated the pile to be the trumas and maestas of the upcoming. So as the crops, he processes the crops and it gets the produce, the frosha is chal on that pile. So we should talk about in the context of, can we assume the pile is still intact? So the chazaka says that the pile is still intact. Let's say he's inspired that it was avud, tafrasha on the avud, even though when he set it aside originally, it was intact, but it's not chal, then it's only chal when you make you process the new grain, you can't be mafresh or something, which is avud. Right, that's then over here. But over here, that phrase is used for that. But over here, once they were misyayish from the arrangements, so. Once they're misyayish from the arrangements, so the malva was miyayish from getting the item, so he lost his skus on the item. So you don't know which one. Tamura is saying. Well, let's see. If you learn to talk about Makiri Kuhuna, right. once it's a year, so he's not expecting to do that. So, if you want to go to Kabir, they made Chanas or Kamisha Zorich. They didn't do that in a scenario where they were Messiahs from the arrangement. Right? If you learn that he did it, that's only because they're agreeable to the arrangement. So, if at some point they were Messiahs from the arrangement, we don't know that he was agreeable to that arrangement anymore. So we would have to be mavar of that. We can't assume that automatically. They could rearrange the arrangement that later on, but the same thing, the original arrangement that was bottled. I expected this to be full payment, then it wouldn't have to deal with anything else. So that was a great idea. Now I'm going to have to do that for Russia and get some more money from somewhere else, etc. The Malbud wasn't agreeable, the lawyer wasn't agreeable necessarily, so we can't automatically assume that they're still interested in the arrangement. So the Malbud will be Mazaki the Maya Deacher, who said the lawyer agrees to that approach. By the Makuri Kahuna, I'm not sure why this should be problematic. Why this would be a problem? Okay, so that's the Brisa, and then we're going to go through a different part in the Brisa, but let's see Rashi. It's a question. It's a Mia. You're saying it works even though he hasn't actually given it to the Kohen. We have Zirim Loi. And then the Kohen then turns around and returns it to him. Still, Katani, you must eat in the Afrish Alei and you're able to eat Afrish on it without going through the process. But the Kiman Deloy Motel Yode, since he did not have a Kenyan, Man Zachile, the High Kohen, Hak Truma, she kablenu zebekoyve. How does this Truma become that Kohen that now the Malva can take it as payment from that Kohen? And how, furthermore, how is the Malva Yotze the Loch of the Sina? They're well known to him and his friends. Then Roger lost his truma, so he regularly gives to this kohen or to this levi. He'll give him the milsa, the pshita, he. Since it's obvious he's always going to be giving this person, ask Lu Shar Kahani that tayo. All the Kahanim are Messiah Dasimit. We have a command the Motel Yadayu Dahani. Therefore, it's considered if it reached the hands of this Kayat. The argument being, the way that I've read and learned, is that really it's Shevet, it's Moment HaShevet. As soon as you're Mafresh, it actually belongs to the Kahanim, plural. They all the Kahanim have an ownership in it. It doesn't belong to the Shel anymore. The Shel only owns Tebes Hanoah, but the item itself, from the Hafrash and onwards, belongs to the Kahanim. Which Kohen will be decided when he gives it. But over here, although the Kohanim are Messiah Das, and basically they're Messalic himself from getting it. So, that leaves only one Kohen that is still exercising his ownership. So it's his. So this process has to be that when he actually does the Afrashas Shumas and Mises, most of the Mises, he gives it over to a friend of his. For so-and-so the Levi. day, because of Mafsirin Lois. So through the Mazaker Yacher, it's reached the hands of the Levi or the Kohen, and now he takes it back as payment. We find in Shas in multiple places that we gave ownership without a kinyan in the equivalent ways every other kinyan. We find multiple places in Shas we did such a concept. For various different reasons. Rabbi Yossi bin Izokin, it says, Ani Amanaka Barisha Zayas. He's banging on the tree up on top, causing the olives to fall. Now, that's not a valid Kenyan. The olives fall down to the ground. He goes down to the ground and he takes the olives. Well, meanwhile, somebody else came along and took the olives. So the Ani goes up, does an action to get the olives. Comes down expecting to get his olives. Somebody else takes them. He's going to create the potential for a big, very big fight. So, in order to prevent that type of disagreement, Chazal made a tzakana that all of the owls that fall from the tree belong to him, even though he's not done a valid kinyan. Something gets trapped by a person's trap. So certain traps aren't a keli enough that the an item is found that a person falls to a person's keli. It can be kind of keli to form of a chotzer. But if it's not all traps would meet the criteria that the animal is considered to be inside the person's keli. But Chazar Masakin again, there's a great potential for fighting. Reuven's trap captures it, and Shimon comes and takes it out of the trap and takes it for himself. So even though technically Reuven wasn't cutting yet, and Shimon has a right to take it, Reuven's been very upset. So our Masakin that the Tzidus Chayes Oibis belonged to the owner of the trap, Matthias Cherish. Zohar Masakin that Cherish does a kinyan on a Matthias that it belongs to him. Otherwise, he's going to fight, even though halachically he doesn't have a kinyan. But it's going to upset him, and there'll be a fight. Mabacharis going to be called Shechliva Yakayan Potzimin Matanis. So the animal is born, or the animal is he has the mitzvah to give, and he shechts the animal. He's the mitzvah to give the zreil chamakeva to the kohen. But if they would give something as an exchange to the kohen beforehand, their potim is no, that doesn't work. We haven't been. Shimon's over here. How is the Kayan Zech in the Zerlach HaMakeva in the, that when he checks the animal and takes up those parts that they belong to him? Just like while the parlor is working, the child is allowed to gather for him, for the child himself to eat. So what? Now the child gathers; it belongs to the child. Well, in what way was the child zeichet it? So cooling yeshiva, they had to come. Also, all of these scenarios, the Chazal felt there was a valid reason to make a tikkana to do that. So we're also, we have to assume Chazal, according to Ula, Chazal felt a valid reason to allow this arrangement to work. It would make money more available for the Kana Malaviyim. They could do this. So they made it work. Okay, let's.